Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Business Leaders of Today. Our show will air weekly here every Friday at 11:30 a.m., and we're going to introduce the top businesses around the great city of Atlanta. Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing consultant. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning, Angel.
How are you?
Wonderful. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And I am Angel Nowlin of the Nowlin Insurance Agency. I specialize in business insurance and asset protection. Our guests today in the studio include Roxy Cooley of My Kids Dentist. Good morning, Roxy.
Good morning.
Tanya Burge of Apple Gadgets. Good morning, Tanya.
Thank you, Angel. It's myapplegadgets.com.
I'm sorry. MyApplegadgets. Thank you for the correction. And our third guest is Cyrus Clay of Osmo Corporation. Good morning, Mr. Clay. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning, Angel.
So I want to thank all of our guests for being here today. And we are going to start with Miss Roxy Cooley of My Kids Dentist. Okay, Miss Cooley, you got to tell me. I don't have any children, but I can imagine how hard it must be to have kids come into a dentist office. Tell us a little bit something about My Kids Dentist.
Pretty much, it's a pediatric dentist office. It's owner and operated by Dr. Lona D. Bibbs, who is a diplomat of pediatric dentistry for the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry.
Okay.
We have two locations, one in Noonan, one in Carrollton. It's a wonderful facility. If you ever had anxiety attacks as an adult going to a dentist, you can understand and imagine how a child would feel.
Absolutely.
But My Kids Dentist, it makes everything so much easier when you go in. It's just full of animation as the kids are going through there. Every chair has a television for them to observe while you're actually working on the children as well. They're able to watch television. A lot of interactive games are there. It's just a wonderful, welcoming facility for the kids. I mean, the kids practically will beat you through the door when you say it's time for the dentist. So that's a good thing, and that's a testimony to My Kids Dentist as well as Dr. Lona D. Bibbs.
Now, you keep saying kids. What age kids do you all usually start around?
Well, we see them from age 0 all the way to 18.
Okay. And out of curiosity, why would I come to a pediatric dentist versus just a general dentist?
Mostly because as a pediatric dentist, they go through all the rigorous training that your normal dentists do. Mm-hmm. But pediatric dentists have to go through additional training, working specifically with the children and childhood oral cavity diseases that children might be enduring as well. Mm-hmm. Dr. Bibbs is, like I said, she's a diplomat of pediatric dentistry. And it's just, you know, you really want to see that. It's like the difference between seeing a heart surgeon and a gynecologist.
Oh, wow.
If you got, you know, I mean, it takes you all the way there. Sorry to take you there. But, you know, there's different doctors for different reasons and different things. So pediatric dentistry, they study specifically, especially those children with special needs, mm-hmm. Anywhere from autism to just special behavior problems that may not be able to sit otherwise. The dentist would be able to ensure the calming attitude with those children.
I'm glad you said that because I was sitting here thinking, how do you get a kid to sit still for the dentist when you can't even make them sit still and eat dinner?
I know.
What does Dr. Bibb do to keep them calm?
Actually, Dr. Bibbs has a wonderful staff of hygienists and dental assistants, front office, finance, as well as herself and additional doctors in the office. They have this calming effect. I mean, they may do things, you know, with children in the dental chair. You know, we take that extra step, you know, to calm them down. It may be something like identifying the instruments that they're working with the children with. There might be something that we would call a Mr. Slurpee, something to ease the anxiety of the child, the calming conversations that are going on. And like I said, ultimately, mm-hmm. it's the environment that they're in. It's not the typical adult dentistry where everything just looks sterile. There's nothing fun. There's animations on the wall. There's televisions going on. There's games. There's goodies and giveaways, you know, like I gave you guys today, the Frisbees.
So it's a little bait and switch.
It's a bait and switch, absolutely.
So they think they're coming to the playground, and they're actually coming to get their teeth
cleaned.
And
they do. And it's a social playground for the children as well.
Right.
You know, because when they're coming, it's like I said, you know, they'll beat you out the door. They're on their way to My Kids Dentist. It's not like, Mom, we're going to the dentist, you know, but it's like, Mom, you're going to be late for my appointment. I've got to get there at that time. I might run into Nicole, one of our special hygienists that's there. And, you know, and she engages the children. All of our girls really engage the children. So they're looking forward to that. And sometimes they meet up with some of the friends that they have usually on their routine checks they'll run into, or just new friends. It's just, it's a family environment. It's a caring environment. I'm very pleased to be working there with Dr. Bibbs and her team because it's an all-inclusive cast of tooth characters.
Well, this is Angel Nallen again here on Business Leaders of Today. I am your insurance business specialist. I am speaking with Roxy Cooley of My Kids Dentist. I got to ask also, I know insurance is sometimes a big issue. What kind of insurance do you guys accept?
Oh, I tell you, let's say this. Can you say everything and all? We're totally all-inclusive. All major medical insurance is taken, as well as any of the insurances that deal with Medicare or Medicaid as well.
So you are listening to Business Leaders of Today. Our guest in the studio is Roxy Cooley, Marketing Director. So, Roxy, tell me, what types of insurances does My Kids Dentist offer?
What type? What we accept, actually?
Yes.
Yeah, just everything. I mean, just major insurance, anywhere from Blue Cross, Blue Shield, MetLife. I hate to throw names out there because the list can go on and on. Mm-hmm. But pretty much, if you have insurance and you're already covered, My Kids does accept it. And with all the new initiatives that are going on out there right now, we still accept. Because pretty much Dr. Bibbs is the type of dentist that's, she comes from a long legacy of givebacks. So she works with you. She works with your insurance. She works even with those who don't have insurance. We have major payment plans as well that our finance office. Carol is one of the young ladies that you would speak with in our finance office to assist you with developing a finance plan that fits your budget.
And what type of services does My Kids Dentist offer?
Oh, everything. We offer everything from cleaning, pulling, fixing, and checking. So one of the things that a lot of people need to be aware of, I know the day that I used to get my teeth done at the children's dentist, it wasn't half as happy filled, but I had a mouthful of silver fillings. If you don't want that option at My Kids Dentist, she specializes in white and silver fillings and crowns. Extractions for orthodontists, if you're seeing an orthodontist, more than likely we refer back and forth to each other. They would provide extractions for them. We offer habit appliances, and habit appliances basically are those kids like myself where we sucked our thumb, or we may have tongue thrusters where you take your tongue to the top of your roof of your mouth, and that's protruding your front teeth. That can cause what they call buck teeth as well. And, of course, believe it or not, we do partials for children as well, for those who may be missing those teeth. So, like I said, it's a one-stop shop. Cleaning, pulling, filling, fixing, and checking.
So tell us about Dr. Bibbs and her team. You know, I have to let the listeners in on a little secret. My Kids Dentist is truly My Kids Dentist. And we have been going to Dr. Bibbs for over 3 years now. And I have to say, the first time I took Michael to the dentist, I was more scared than he was. And as soon as we entered My Kids Dentist, it was just very calm, very interactive. Michael ran straight to the room where all the other kids were playing, and he was on the video games and just having a ball.
I remember Michael very well. He was actually featured on one of our commercials as
That's
well.
That's right. That's
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, you know, at My Kids Dentist, we provide a full range of dental services, including preventive, aesthetic, and restorative. We help your child realize the full potential of revealing their smile's natural beauty. And that's why our theme for our business has always been, as Dr. Bibbs loves to say, we are loving your child like our very own.
I love that. Coming from a marketing background, I love that tagline.
Thank you.
And I know you guys are very involved in the community. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, one of my favorite activities that we do, part of the give back that Dr. Bibbs does, we do a back-to-school dental blast. And it's typical like another back-to-school blast, but we add a little extra flair for our children. And again, let's identify children being from 0 to 18. But pretty much we have all types of activities. It's totally free for the community. We do it every year in July. We'll be doing it again this year. We've received anywhere from 200 to 250 guests at a time. This year, the numbers are supposed to double, so if anybody wants to come out in July, the third week, you need to be there. We'll have trains, planes, basically, no, we'll have train rides for the kids, dunk tanks. The year before, we had volunteers from the Army and the Navy. They volunteered to be dunked into the tank. It really was a lot of fun. I was almost tempted to get into the tank. I'm just joking. No, I would never do that.
Well, me and Michael will certainly be there for that event.
Thank you.
And so tell us, you know, there are other dentists out there that do what Dr. Bibbs does. What makes My Kid's Dentist so special?
Well, you know, in order for me to express that, I could say what makes her special is also her smile, her friendliness, her candor with the patients. Very accepting doctor. She's non-clinical in terms of her personality. Very outgoing, can communicate with parents from A to Z. You know, wherever you're from, she's probably been there or understands where you're coming from. The other thing that makes it special about it, and that requires me to actually state a couple statistics that I think are very important. And one of the major statistics that I'd like to state, and it's a did you know question, so everybody have your ears perked up for this, you know, did you know? But in the United States, there are more than 130,000 dentists, and only 6,383 of those dentists specialize in pediatric dentistry. So that puts her above the rest. Only 3,500 of those pediatric dentists hold the title of diplomat for the American Board of Pediatric Dentistry. Dr. Bibbs holds that. Only 97 of these diplomats reside in the state of Georgia. She's one of those. And this is really an important statistic for me that I was very proud as we were doing the research on this. There's only one diplomat that exists in the city of Carrollton, which My Kid's Dentist has an office, and Noonan, which My Kids has an office there as well. And guess who that dentist is?
Who?
Dr. Lona D. Bibbs, Diplomat, American Board of Pediatric Dentistry. Now, what that tells me and should tell your viewers as well is that you and your child are in good hands.
Wonderful. So tell us, how can we contact Dr. Bibbs for all the parents out there that are looking for somebody
how to reach out?
Yes.
Okay. Reach outing to touch Dr. Bibbs at My Kid's Dentist. We're located, like I said, in Carrollton and Noonan offices. And you just need to call the number 770-253-4488. That's 770-253-4488. Or you could check us out on the website, which is mykidsdentistry.com. Now, and I know it's not My Kid's Dentist. Apparently the name was gone. But it's a wonderful website. It's called mykidsdentistry.com.
And that kids is with a Z at the end. Is that correct?
Thank you so much. Yes, with a Z.
We've been through that, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Okay, Roxy. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure. And My Kid's Dentist. Oh, one other thing I know you had mentioned, that Dr. Bibbs is going to be featured on a magazine coming up here.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for bringing that up. I was really, really, truly excited about brokering the opportunity for Dr. Bibbs to be on the cover of Healthy Life magazine. And she's going to be on the cover of Healthy Mind. This particular magazine has never had featured a doctor. It's always featured generic photos. So this is a great opportunity, a great, wonderful marketing opportunity, and a wonderful opportunity for the viewers that are going to be seeing this who have not already realized the potential of bringing their child to a pediatric dentist versus, you know, a general dentist. So she's going to be featured on that. We're really looking forward to that in December. And you can always tune in to her for the rest of this year. In a magazine called West Georgia Living, where you can see her responding to questions and ask the expert.
Wonderful. Well, we would like to thank you again, Miss Roxy Cooley, Marketing Director for My Kid's Dentist, for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Our next guest up is Miss Tanya Burge with My Apple Gadgets. Tanya, I gotta ask. I still call my iPhone, gadget phone, whatever phone, just a phone. How did you come up with My Apple Gadgets?
I actually came up with My Apple Gadgets because I kind of consider myself a techie to an extent. People always come to me asking for advice on different Apple products. Last year, I had decided to gift my PC, and I went to All Things Apple. So with the amount of people coming to me asking for different advice and tips, I thought, hey, this is a great idea for a blog.
So what exactly does My Apple Gadgets blog talk about?
My Apple Gadgets talks about everything, all, of course, Apple-related products, everything from a stand for your MacBook Pro to the latest apps out there for that iPad Air or the iPhone. We recently did an article on the top apps for the iPad. And it's part one of a three-part series. So these are featuring some of the apps that are out there that a lot of people may not be informed about or know that these types of things are out there because they didn't come up with that saying there's an app for that for nothing.
Exactly. Well, let me ask you this now. So exactly who are you trying to reach with this My Apple Gadgets?
My Apple Gadgets is designed to reach everyone from the techie who may know a lot and a ton about Apple products, but there's always that little gem that maybe you forgot about or didn't know about. But it's also for that person who is a layman who has that Apple phone and all they do is use it for their phone.
That
would
be
because they
me.
Have no clue. No clue as to the capacity of that particular phone and that device and everything that you can utilize that for.
I'm glad you said that because, again, I am so far from technical, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I still use a regular toaster oven. Apparently, I'm the only person that uses a toaster oven. No one else even knows what it is. So I got to ask from a business standpoint. I am a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. A lot of business people out there listening to us today. What are some of the features of the Apple phone that you would have on your blog that would make me think, oh, I need to get this phone?
Well,
what's good, you know, as far as a business person is concerned, why would I want to get my Apple phone?
Well, there's a number of different things. One of the things that's big with the Apple phone as well as the iPad are the business apps. Mm-hmm. You've got different apps that help you utilize the things that you normally use in your day-to-day life, like Word, PowerPoint, things like that. We have Keynote. Now they're giving that away as part of the new system with the or a new app package with the new iPad Air and the new iPhone 5S. So there's a lot of business applications that are available that you can utilize on your phone that a lot of people often use just with their PC or their MacBook.
Okay, and I will say this. I did go to your blog and I went to your Facebook page, and I don't even really use Facebook. I was extremely impressed with how nice your Facebook page looked.
Thank you.
What do you think sets your Facebook page aside from all the other My Apple, Wanna Be Apple, Get an Apple blogs?
I hope, and one of the goals with that is just to try to provide a clean site. With the site itself, try to provide something that's very interactive, engaging from the time you first land on the page. On the Facebook page, just to be able to go there and know right off the bat that the site is about how to get the most from your iPad, iPhone, iPod, or any other Apple gadget out there. And one of the great things is that I provide from my experience. So I, in terms of my reviews, they're all my experience. It's not third party, like I'm trying to sell you on this or that. If I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't. I mean, it's up to you as a user to, you know, kind of get your feedback and your opinion from my opinion.
Right.
So it's not a third party source. Another thing about the site as well is that I do a ton of research on Apple products, a ton. So with my site, it's a destination spot where you can come and get all of the information that I've gathered from the internet. I recently put a post on there last week about Target's pre-Black Friday sale, where they're going to be actually offering the iPad Air for like $479, plus you get a $100 gift card with it.
Target needs to send you a check for that plug.
But these are tidbits that I search the internet for that are helpful to a lot of the people who are into their Apple products and trying to get the most out of them.
So basically what you're saying is if I want to know something about an Apple iPhone, or if I'm thinking about even coming and getting an Apple iPhone, I don't have to search all these different places. Your blog and your Facebook page is basically one-stop shopping for the consumer.
One-stop shopping, not only with the Apple, the iPad or the iPhone, or there's a ton of different things out there. People are going to utilize a lot of different sources as far as evaluating which product they're going to get and why. But the fact of the matter is, after you've gotten that product, I've talked to so many people who just got that iPad mini, and the only thing they have on it is Candy Crush.
And I don't even know what Candy Crush is. The first thing I load on any gadget or whatever is a casino.
Okay.
If it'll play poker, I'm gonna take it. That's the only reason I haven't switched phones. I don't know how the other ones, what not they have poker. So
okay, that's a good start.
Maybe that's a selling point for me is poker.
Maybe you'll have to start reading my blogs just to get a few other things that you may not know that you can get out of that iPhone.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today, and our guest in our studio is Tanya Burge from MyAppleGadgets.com. So tell me, Tanya, what is the most exciting thing about the site so far since it's been up and running?
Interaction, I've got to say. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm writing for myself at times, especially first starting. You feel like there's no one out there listening. But to get, you know, feedback and positive, especially positive feedback from people who utilize Apple products, and it just makes it all worth it.
I tell you, I counted how many Apple products I had in my household before I came in this morning, and it was somewhere around 6 or 7 mm-hmm. Apple products. And I read somewhere that over half of American households have Apple products mm-hmm. in their homes. So I can certainly see the value of this site. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I'm a fan of the site. I subscribe to it. Can you tell people out there that have never heard of the site how to subscribe and what's involved in that and what to expect?
It's totally easy. Just go to myapplegadgets.com. There's a subscription box on the right-hand side. You can get the latest tips and tricks about your iDevice delivered right to your inbox. You can also follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/myapplegadgets. You can also follow me on Twitter at my_applegadgets.
So what have you found has been the most useful part of the site based on customer feedback?
I believe a lot of the posts where I'm giving, there's two parts to that probably. The posts giving feedback on reviews of products, and also even I did a review on the Apple TV. A lot of people have the Apple TV. They really have no clue. When I first got the Apple TV, my mom asked me, "So what room are you going to put that in?" Not realizing it's this little box.
That's funny.
With a lot of capacity. So I've gotten a lot of feedback from a lot of the posts like that. Other posts that I've written talk about, especially like the iOS 7 that just came out, some of the top features that you can utilize with the iOS 7. And that's kind of going back to what Angel asked as far as what else can you do with this phone. I mean, there's so many different features. One of the great things about the site is that I try to keep it short and sweet. I don't want to utilize, people don't want to read a lot these days, unfortunately. It's unfortunate. They want to go on to the next thing. So try to keep the articles pretty short and to the point.
You know, it's funny. I forgot I had an Apple TV till you just said that. Somebody gave me one as a Christmas gift. I thought, it's like we've never met. I don't even know what it does. It's still in the box.
Okay. Let me point out one quick thing that you can do with that. And I have to thank my 8-year-old nephew for pointing this out to me. Not only can you display photos that you've taken, but you can put those photos to a music, create a short, your little music clip to that. One of the other great things, AirPlay. I don't know how I've ever lived without that.
What's AirPlay?
AirPlay allows you to utilize your music collection that's on your iTunes account. You can play that and stream that from any room in your home through your home theater system.
I need to give you my address before we leave here today. You need to come hook that up.
Let's switch products here.
Okay, sure.
Now, I know you have accumulated a vast amount of tips and tricks on your site. Can you give our listeners and us a quick little tip on the iPhone?
A tip on the iPhone, sure. I can give you a couple of different tips on the iPhone. One of the biggest tips is to go to the site, first of all, and check out how to utilize the top iOS 7 features. A couple of great features that Apple just came out with is one of the things is the swipe up. It gives you basically a control panel. From that control panel, you can instantly turn Wi-Fi on or off, turn your Bluetooth on or off. There's a flashlight application there. It's been so long overdue, and Apple just put that feature out.
Are you on the new operating system?
Absolutely.
Do you like it? I have it on mine as well.
Yeah, I actually do. It takes a little getting used to at first, but there's so many features to be able to utilize. Even some people don't even know what Spotlight Search is. That's where you can search your phone and find anything on your phone. Prior to iOS 7, you had to scan all the way back to past the home screen to find that. Now, wherever you're at on your phone, all you do is simply swipe down in the middle of the screen. You can search for anything on your phone. So that's one of the great things that I found very useful with the iOS 7.
That sounds great. So Christmas is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
For those out there that have a special techie in their life, that they might want to buy something special for, do you have any suggestions?
Sure. The iPad Air just came out. That's probably one of the top things. The top gift this year would probably be that new iPad Mini that's about to come out with the Retina display. Of course, once you get that iPad or iPad Mini, the next thing to do is load it with applications. So one of the other great things that I feature on my site is a RSS feed that shows the top iPad apps that feeds directly from Apple. And that's updated every single day.
So again, just tell listeners how to subscribe and your website again for them. And again, this is a free subscription, correct?
Yes. You don't have to subscribe to the email or to the blog at all. It's not a requirement. However, you get a lot of valuable tips that sometimes will not be included on the post. All of the information is free. There's no charge for anything. It's just enlightening you on how to get the best and get the most out of the Apple products that you currently own. You can log on simply at myapplegadgets.com. Follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/myapplegadgets. And then you can also follow me on Twitter at @my_AppleGadgets.
Very good. Well, we would like to thank you again, Tanya Burge from myapplegadgets.com, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Good morning, everyone. Again, this is Angel Nallen, your insurance business specialist. We have our last and final guest coming up. His name is Mr. Cyrus Clay. The name of his business is Osmo Corporation. Good morning again, Mr. Clay. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you. How about you?
You know what? Life gets a little better every day. I got to ask, how did you come up with the name Osmo?
OSMO, it actually has is an acronym for Outsourcing Strategic Management Organization. In the mid-90s, when I actually created the business, I was looking for a business name, and outsourcing was very hot then. But that's where OSMO came from.
Okay. Well, out of curiosity, I think I kind of know what outsourcing is and what you just said, but talk to me like I'm four.
Okay.
Let's say I don't know. Break down to me exactly what OSMO does.
OSMO Corporation, we're a business-to-business information technology company. We sell a number of different end-to-end solutions, but our focus is video surveillance, controlled access, and in layman's terms, CCTV, video cameras, things that protect assets and people.
It's like a peeping Tom a little, right?
A little bit. A little bit.
I don't know if I like that or not.
But it's there to protect your assets.
No, I do. I do know about protecting assets, being in insurance.
Correct.
As a matter of fact, we require that for most people to have cameras in their building.
Correct.
So let me ask you this now. What made you get into this specific kind of technology industry?
Well, at the beginning of 2000, the technology changed with some of the a lot of the video cameras that were installed when video cameras first were inducted into the industry back in the 70s. In the early 2000s, video cameras became computers. So they've gone from an analog to a digital technology. The reason we got into this business was because of the market opportunity. By 2016, I think something like $20 billion will be spent on network video. That's first and foremost. But second, we have a obligation to the community to make people safer. People feel more secure when they know that someone's helping them look over their shoulder to protect them.
Well, now, where exactly is your corporate office located?
We're located in downtown Atlanta. We've been there for the last 5 years. Previously, we were in the Buckhead area. Mm-hmm. We're in Atlanta to service a lot of our customer base. It gives us a central location to service Gwinnett County, Marietta, and our local areas.
Okay. Well, now, technology seems to be like the latest buzzword in the last 10 or 15 years, IT. Everyone says they are a technology company. What separates your technology company from someone that claims to do the exact same thing that you do?
We focus on three things, actually. One is our people. Mm-hmm. We provide white glove service to all of our customers, whether they're business partners. You're not going to wait a week for a quotation from us. We answer our telephones. We provide customers with things that they need when they're in a crunch.
Okay.
So people first, and to that point, our speed is what we do. As what we do when we operate, the speed at when we get things done.
Okay.
That's what separates us in the marketplace.
Okay. Now let me ask you this also: as far as if I needed you, and let's say you're looking for a client,
mm-hmm.
who is your ideal client?
Interesting. Our ideal clients are actually general contractors.
Okay.
And architects.
Okay.
We like to come into projects with new construction and new renovation. We work with a lot of low voltage and electricians to close that gap on what their security plan looks like for a new building. That's our ideal customer.
Okay, and how do you get those ideal customers now? How do you get new clients?
A lot of cold calling, a lot of meeting and greeting, a lot of palm pressing, and we do a number of bids, mostly from referrals.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our customers that we work with are business partners, like general contractors, electricians. And they want to be able to turn the security portion of a project over to us, knowing that we'll take care of it. We provide them with a consultation during the pre-bid and prior to construction at I don't like to say free, but at no charge.
Yes, free is never a good word when you're in business.
We don't like to use the word free, but that has been what separates us from other companies that do what we do. We go from... we can start at the beginning of the design phase with the architect, assist them in the design of the system, close the gaps, because although I love them, a lot of times they get it wrong, and through the implementation of the project.
Okay, well, let me ask you, as far as size is concerned, because when you say I deal with general contractors or you do surveillance cameras, what's too small, what's too big?
Since we're business to business, nothing is too small.
Okay.
Our capacity, we operate around the, I guess I could put it in concept of doors or video cameras. We can install up to 200 to 300 cameras per project.
Okay. Now, I heard you say something. Then you do the installation, the technology part. Do you do the maintenance part, too? Like, who keeps that up?
We do. We have a direct relationship with all of our end customers.
Mm-hmm.
So if something breaks, we do service our customers. And that's what also separates us in the marketplace. A lot of the problems that service contractors have is once it's installed, they go away. So people operate in a space of inefficiency because they don't know that things are broken. We service our customers after we do the job for years beyond.
Well, it sounds like Osmo Corporation has everything pretty much covered from A to Z when it comes to technology.
Almost.
Well, one last question for you, at least for me, and I'll let Tess ask you a few questions.
Okay.
As far as you said you've been downtown for the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us an idea of a project you have worked on recently or are currently working on that will give us an idea of what you kind of make a mental picture for us, what exactly you've done?
Absolutely. Recently, we just completed a two-floor renovation project for Morehouse Healthcare located at 75 Piedmont, at Howe Mill in 75. During that project, we provided controlled access for 50 doors. We operated with a general contractor. We operated and partnered with several architects and the electrician. prior to this customer moved from one location to another location. So our role in the project was to provide controlled access from A to Z.
So you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. Our guest in the studio is Cyrus Clay, CEO of Osmo Corporation. Cyrus, I did some research on your website prior to you coming out today, and I noticed that you had your solutions broken into four distinctive categories.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate on those?
Yes, I can. As I said, we provide a number of end-to-end solutions. We provide small business computing and infrastructure, which are your back-end servers that provide your data management. Every office, every hospital, every company that operates an IT department has an IT room. So we assist in all of those back-end servers with engineering, procurement, and implementation. The second area is supply chain technology, and that's actually where Osmo started in the automotive industry, providing barcode scanning solutions. So we provide point of sale for retail, barcode scanning, inventory management solutions for manufacturing companies. The third solution, which is our focus now based on the market conditions, is network video surveillance and access control. And last and not least is outsourcing. Outsourcing services are exactly where the name of the company came from, which is to take a part of your business that is not part of your core competency and provide that to us where we service your organization with a service.
Now, do you specialize in any particular vertical? I also noticed that you work with some government accounts as well. Can you touch on that?
We do. We focus on university systems and healthcare, manufacturing companies, and local and state government for school systems.
Okay, wonderful. Now, if somebody wants to contact you for a free consultation? I notice you do give free consultations.
Not free.
No, oh, not free. Okay. No charge.
Incentive-driven consultations.
I like that. Incentive-driven, no charge consultations.
Well, let me ask you this then. Any advice or tips for a company that is looking to hire a company like Osmo?
Definitely do your research. Don't shortchange yourself on the requirements necessary to provide a secure environment for your stakeholders. The second thing I would say is if it's a bidding process, don't take shortcuts in developing your bid and your specification. And then that's actually where we do add value, is get a professional that does it every day to show you the different technologies that are available, because technology moves at 100x versus everything that moves at 10x.
This is true. Any future plans for Osmo?
Yes, we're looking right now for additional funding. We're doing some crowdfunding activities. Our five-year growth plan is to expand into five different cities and globally in the next 10 years.
Wonderful. So if somebody or a business would like to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to contact you?
We operate a call center. The phone number is 888-OSMO-CORP. That is 888-OSMO-CORP. Our website is www.osmosolutions.com.
Wonderful. Well, we'd like to thank you again for joining us today at Business Leaders of Today. That's Cyrus Clay, CEO of Osmo Corporation. We also would like to thank our other guest today, Ms. Roxy Cooley from My Kids Dentist, and Tanya Burge from MyAppleGadgets.com for joining us today. And if you'd like to be a guest on one of our upcoming shows, you can contact us directly at businessleaders.businessradiox.com. I'm Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising professional, saying see you next week on Business Leaders of Today.
And I'm Angel Nallon, your insurance business specialist, where what's important to you is important to us. Have a great day, everybody.